This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 9th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The 7 last Christians who were evicted from their homes in southern Saravan province on October 10th for not renouncing their faith have finally returned to their village. However, local authorities refused to grant them permission to rebuild their homes demolished after their eviction, reports International Christian Concern. According to Radio Free Asia, these Christians are members of 2 families in the Pasingkang village. One Christian said, quote, "We're still living in temporary huts in the village, and the village chief will not allow us to build new homes," end quote. Their former dwellings had been torn down earlier under the village chief's directive. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Depression, anxiety, and disdain for her body plagued Kira Bell's early teen years. But instead of addressing her mental health or gender dysphoria, a London gender clinic fast-tracked her at age 16 into taking puberty-blocking drugs, reports World Magazine. Bell went on to take cross-sex hormones and undergo a double mastectomy. Her detransition, regret, and the visible mark she bears on her body of irreversible treatments shed light on the scores of gender dysphoric children given hormone-altering drugs at UK's only gender identity development center. On Tuesday, the UK High Court issued a landmark ruling that now requires doctors to seek a court order before administering puberty blockers to children under 16. Speaking with a deep masculine voice, Bell, a claimant in the lawsuit against the state-run Gender Identity Development Service, thanked the judges for exposing a harmful experiment on vulnerable children and young people. Genesis 1:27 is clear. "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them." Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a federal election lawsuit in the U.S. Supreme Court against the states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, reports Fox News. He's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to, quote, "temporarily restrain the defendant states from voting in the Electoral College," end quote, or, quote, "vacate the defendant states' elector certifications from the unconstitutional 2020 election results," end quote. Plus, Paxton is also demanding that the legislatures of the defendant states appoint lawful electors as required by the U.S. Constitution in instances like this. American Family Association Action insists that the lawsuit may very well be the legal action that preserves the integrity of the 2020 federal elections. Unlawful actions of officials in these defendant states sent millions of ballots through the mail, and many were placed in drop boxes where the chain of custody of the ballots was either minimal or non-existent. Defendant states also illegally changed the laws on signature verification and witness requirements for mail-in ballots. AFA Action is inviting citizens to urge their state's attorney general to defend our constitutional voting rights. You can tell your attorney general to join the suit with Texas Attorney General Paxton through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. In case the U.S. Supreme Court chooses to hear the Trump campaign's lawsuit challenging mail-in voting in Pennsylvania, Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz has announced that he has agreed to present the oral arguments, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The lawsuit, brought by Representative Mike Kelly, seeks to invalidate Pennsylvania's 2.5 million mail-in ballots on the grounds that the state constitution only allows votes to be cast by mail in certain circumstances, and the generalized mail voting allowed this year, ostensibly in the name of avoiding COVID-19, would have required a constitutional amendment to be legitimate. Justice Samuel Alito had previously given the state until December 9th, the day of the safe harbor deadline for resolving electoral college disputes, to submit their response to the Supreme Court. On Sunday, he moved it up a day, ensuring the court would have time to act on it if they chose to. On Sunday, Pastor John MacArthur told his congregation that today's world, with a virus spreading through every country and governments ordering citizens to stay home, seems, quote, perfectly suited for the Antichrist to come, end quote, reports Christian Headlines. MacArthur, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, made the comments during a Sunday evening service in which he discussed COVID-19, government restrictions, and scripture. The world's governments, MacArthur said, quote, have done something that's never been done in human history, end quote. That is, they've made the issue and the response global, which paves the way for an antichrist who would have a global government. Referencing the COVID lockdowns, he said, quote, this is the first time in my lifetime that we literally have such power over people globally that we can shut them down so they cannot function. This suits the world of Antichrist. As you look at the book of Revelation, there's the mark of the beast, the number, and if you don't have that, you don't buy, you don't sell, you don't exist. This is the kind of world that appears to be perfectly suited for the Antichrist to come, bring a certain amount of peace, and the world falls at his feet. End quote. MacArthur said he's not predicting that, quote, the Lord is coming soon, end quote. But he said many of today's events mirror those prophesied in Scripture. And finally, if you'd like to learn the fascinating stories behind six of the most beloved Christmas carols, make sure to listen to Generations Radio today as I guest host for Kevin Swanson. I'll give you a behind-the-scenes peek at O Come Emmanuel, O Little Town of Bethlehem, Silent Night, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, and Joy to the World. Go to generations.org/radio. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.